Good afternoon, a beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England with full sunshine and comfortable humidity. Temperatures will continue to warm, reaching values in the middle 80s by the middle and latter portion of the afternoon. A south breeze tonight will keep temperatures in the lower to mid 60s for overnight lows, and it'll stay dry with that high pressure center still in control. And with the high dominating into the day tomorrow, we'll round out the work week with mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Some clouds and humidity will begin to creep in as we go through the afternoon and into the evening hours. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the west, where a front will approach from the Midwest and Great Lakes. The front is not scheduled to arrive until late Friday night or Saturday morning, and that's when we'll see increased chances for a few showers or thunderstorms. With a little bit of energy lingering into the day Saturday, we still run the risk at a few showers and storms, although mainly dry weather, with highs in the mid-80s. Behind the front, the humidity will come back down on Sunday. We'll go back to full sunshine, and temperatures will be in the lower 80s. In fact, a couple more beautiful days early next week on Monday and Tuesday. Sunny skies, lower to mid-80s, before readings climb through the 80s with increasing humidity by the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Earl, which made landfall at 2 a.m. local time near Belize City as a Category 1 hurricane. Earl is now located about 90 miles west of Belize City and is moving to the west at 15 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest and a decrease in forward speed are expected later today. On the forecast track, the center of Earl is expected to move across northern Guatemala and the southern Yucatan Peninsula later today and be near or over the southern Bay of Campeche by Friday night. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 65 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. And additional weakening is expected as the center moves farther inland. Earl is forecast to weaken to a tropical depression by tonight or tomorrow morning. Earl is also expected to produce rainfall totals of 8 to 12 inches over portions of Belize, Honduras, Guatemala, and the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico through Thursday night. Isolated maximum amounts of 18 inches are possible in Belize and Mexico. These rains could result in life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1955, and the record low, 46, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies and warm temperatures today with low humidity and high temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny skies today and warm temperatures. The humidity will stay low with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with low humidity, high temperatures in the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and high temperatures in the middle 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny skies to start, some clouds mixing in later, still dry through the day with a touch more humidity, highs in the middle to upper 80s. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms Friday night. and a couple of leftover showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny, lower humidity Sunday, lower 80s. Staying nice on Monday with sunny skies, lower 80s, before the humidity comes back Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies, mid to upper 80s. And on Wednesday, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.